Blog Talk Radio.
Got it.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the...
Boys and girls, it's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to another episode of YRG Radio Roundtable. Today's show is not live, so if you want to chat in the chat room with each other, go for it. But there won't be any call-ins today because actually today is the Monday before this Tuesday show, when so it's the Monday before, actually not the Tuesday, it's a week ahead of time that we're filming this, or taping this, I should say, but I will be right now in Oklahoma City working with the fire department. What ended up happening was, unbeknownst to me, a member from Team YRG, who actually never came on as a Team YRG member, just bought the program, probably didn't get the thing in the mail to join Team YRG, but he was a fireman, and he's actually the Major Danny Haig, and the Major bought YRG because he knew I healed my back with it. And, you know, I always say it over and over again a million times, YRG was never about weight loss. It just happened to be a great little side effect that sort of came with it. And he ended up getting the workout to help his back. He not only healed his back, but he lost 36 pounds. And he started really paying attention to all of the injuries that happened in the fire department. And Oklahoma City is a huge, that as a fire department, are a huge area. They cover 624 square miles, and they have 44 different precincts. So they ended up contacting the people who sell the YRG fitness system and got them to give them a discount. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was 10 or 20%. Whatever that was that they gave them, because they got 44 of them. And what they wanted to do was to turn their trainers, because each precinct has a trainer that works with the guys. And I threw it out there immediately. I want to go there and work with them myself. So the company picked up the tab, and they're flying me out there and putting me up while I'm out there. And I'm sure I'll do a bunch of PR as well, but I'm really looking forward to getting around and going from one precinct to another, doing my little bit when I go in and talk about the workout and what it can do for you and how I developed it, blah, blah, blah. But also I'm going to be doing morning workouts and then evening workouts wherever I end up. So I'll be there on Sunday of the, I will have got there on Sunday. Today is Tuesday. I'll still be in Oklahoma City, and I'm going to stay there right up until Thursday when I fly out and head out to Atlanta for a couple of days to see Yoga Doc and Doc West and Terry. And speaking of Terry is my co-host today here on Team YRG Radio. How you doing, T?
Hey, I am doing great. Just back from a great vacation and feeling fine.
So,
how are you, boys?
Where did you exactly, where did you head when you were on your vacation?
We went to Sandestin, Florida for the week.
And where is that location in Florida for people who don't really know Florida?
It's in Sandestin, kind of by Panama City in the Panhandle on the Gulf side.
I believe they call that the redneck of the Riviera, right?
No, that's Gulf Shores in Alabama that they refer to that. But it might be Panama City, too. But Destin's a little farther, just a little bit down, and we stayed in the resort, and it was great.
I remember Lex Luger telling me a story about being, he's the first one who referred to Destin as the Redneck Riviera. He said that, this is when Lex is on top of the world, he'd go into one of those resorts down there, and he was saying, you know, how the people would come by and they'd glance over and, you know, timidly give a little wave to him, and then, you know, eventually they'd come by again. You know, then it was like, hey, Lex, how you doing? And, you know, by the fourth day, it's like they were old friends were coming by and sitting with me. He said, you know, there's really 4 degrees of celebrity. And I'll never forget it because Smokey was on me when we were when Lex was telling us we were somewhere in Louisiana on one of my road trips back in the day, and Smokey just happened to be who wrote Positively Page with me. I just happened to be sitting there, and I said, "Really, Lex?" I said, "So what are those 4 degrees of celebrity?" And he said, "Well, the first one is anticipation." Hey, Robert, is that you moving around or something? Because it's giving a little sound in there. Whoever it is, stop. he said there's 4 degrees of celebrity. And the first, hello, Angela. I know you're going to be coming on here a little bit later. I'm on with Terry right now on the show. I said, what's that first degree of celebrity? He said, well, that's anticipation. He goes, because I don't care who you are when you first start out. You know, you want to be acknowledged. I don't care if it's movies or sports or something. You want someone that, you know, someone comes up and asks someone for an autograph. You wonder, are they gonna ask me for my autograph? And, you know, eventually they do, you know. And it's like, wow, someone's asking for my autograph. I go, so what's number two? He said, well, first is anticipation. The next is, I can't remember it. Anticipation. And the next is avoidance. And I said, avoidance? He goes, yeah. He goes, because you had so much, you know, attention. You know, it becomes overwhelming. So you wear a hat, you put on sunglasses, you wear baggy clothes. You never look at anyone in the eye. And you, if you're walking through the airport, you just put your head down and you just keep on walking. And I said, what's number three? He goes, well, that's where I am right now. He goes, the third is recluse. You know, my wife hates it because, you know, I never want to go to the mall. I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to go to a restaurant because no matter where we go. And back then, we were like the Beatles. I mean, in the 90s, it was amazing, the attention that was thrown on us, as a part of this wrestling phenomenon. And so I said, yeah, recluse. I said, so what's number four? He goes, well, you know, four, we hope we never go there, but eventually, you know, we all get there at one point or another. And he goes, aggression. I go, aggression? He goes, yeah. He goes, and I'd seen Lex. I mean, we would actually taunt people. You're going to take my picture? Don't take my picture. I'm warning you, don't take my picture. I mean, people just snap. You know, I mean, he would be perfect for the paparazzi today. I mean, he would have knocked out somebody and got himself sued. And so I walked away from that. I looked at Smokey. I go, 4 degrees of celebrity. I go, I get that, everything but the aggression part. I go, but I get that. He goes, Smokey goes, he forgot about number five. I go, what's number five? He goes, remember me? I used to be. So I thought that was very funny. So Terry, you had a great trip down there with Warren. You're 59 now. And
I am.
You made a comment, something about 60. What did you just say about 60?
Well, which one? Oh, about my husband thinking I'm a little crazy.
Yeah, well, not that. Yeah. Just that. Like, you feel like it's like you're embracing, as opposed to coming into 50. Anyone who doesn't know Terry or know her story, I mean, she was like insane going into 50, and that's where the whole change in life came from, and the lifestyle change that came through. So now, 10 years later, or almost 10 years later, it's a little different, huh?
It is. That's a very good point, because I am like rethinking and adjusting, because I think every decade, that's really what one does, and I'm embracing it. Exactly right. It was I had already told Warren, if I'm going to be 60, I might as well be the best 60 I can be. So that's my year goal. I've stepped up some working out and added a couple of things. And the other is, first, I'm just going to be the best grandmother, the hottest, sexiest grandmother I can be in December. Short-term goal, because if you're going to be a grandmother and everybody's going to call me Grammy, I might as well be a fine grandma as well as an old one.
Yeah. Well, that's a great goal, and I think that's where people lose sight of. Angela just ran by me and put Nazi out the door, so that's what that noise was in the background. little Nazi bear chewing on a bone, but you know, that's where I think a lot of people fall down. They hit their goal, and they're so blown away by it. Now they think they can sit back and relax. It's like, no. You know, you've got to constantly setting new goals. I mean, I deal with a lot of, you know, wrestlers who are done with their career now, or, you know, or still at the tail end of it, or football players. I mean, you look at some of these football and basketball players. Magic Johnson's a perfect example. He was in the greatest shape on the planet. Now he's over 300-something pounds. I'm sure his knees and back are killing him, too. But, I mean, when you get to the end of your run, whether it's basketball, football, wrestling, tennis, I don't care what it is, that's not the time to step off and stop working out. That's where you want to modify whatever you're doing and continue to work out, because you just beat the hell out of your body for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, so you got to constantly be setting new goals. So what were some of the new goals that you set, T?
Well, actually, it was just the approaching grandmother is in by December. I just wanted to fine-tune myself, and I've been lax about goal setting, as you would know. I didn't always have the best homework on that after a while. But because it's been, 9 years since I lost the weight, I just got assuming that I could do this without clear focus, and especially now eating gluten-free and that for how many years now, 3-4 years. The thing is, I still could get lax, and I noticed this summer that I seemed a little heavier, like my clothes seemed to fit tighter, and I hadn't really been checking in and weighing myself, because all these years I'm pretty much in this exact same range. I haven't fluctuated. I've been very blessed, and I work hard at it, but I've stayed on target. But I guess I lost a little sight of it. I hurt my shoulder, hurt my wrist, workouts had to change, and that's when it kind of hit me, like I hadn't set some clearly defined goal. And I just added some different workouts, picked up some speed, because I always show up. But the intensity or where your mind is while you're showing up is really important. And I had let a little bit of that slide with some other busy issues. So part of it was, wait a minute, I'm going to be a grandmother. They're calling me Granny. Wasn't my name going to be? It's like, I want to be strong and fit. I want to be crawling around on the floor. I'm taking this baby bicycle riding, and I want to be a healthy grandmother. And I think grandmothers of today, a lot of us have changed, because my grandmother was old at this age.
Right.
But I'm working. I do a physical job. You know, I still like to wear nice, pretty things and show off my middle sometimes. And so I'm not the 60 that my grandmother was, and I don't intend to be, but I have to keep the pace up. In fact, I've had to increase the pace a little bit. 50 was different than 60. Everything's a little harder. My hormones have been missing for years now. I mean, I have to work a little harder just to stay where I am.
You know, that's one of the points of this whole show, too, today. I didn't really label it when we started out, but you will have gotten the email to understand it, that this show is really, we talk about wheat and gluten-free and dairy-free, and Terry is the one who really introduced me to that, and I want to show you, you know, and not so much you can go on the site and see it there, but I want to talk about what it means when you're younger, because I noticed with our YRG guest host today, Reverend Kev, what was really possible. And the first person to show it to me was really Arthur. When he lost that 100 pounds in 6 months, but not only did he lose weight, but he was healing himself. Cited the fact that Arthur only wanted, starting at 297 pounds, he, He only wanted to get down to under 250 so he could have his knees operated on. That's how bad they were. And, you know, that's why he was a disabled veteran. That's why he had the knee braces that strapped up into a back brace. That is the reason why he wore wraparound canes. The reason was because his body was shot from the inside out. So when he changed his nutrition, and this is a guy that was a vegetarian, and at one point was 348 pounds at 5'6". So, you know, vegetarians doesn't make you healthy. Because a lot of vegetarians eat a lot of garbage, eat a lot of processed food, they eat a lot of wheat, they eat a lot of dairy, you know, and to replace a lot of the stuff that vegetarians who aren't vegetarians eat, like whether it's meat or whatever, you know, whatever the deal is. So once Arthur got off wheat and dairy, he didn't even consciously get off it like that. He just went to that food combining plan where you don't mix protein with a carb and you don't eat wheat and dairy in it. And he lost not only the 100 pounds in 6 months, but he never had the operation on his knees. That's what was crazy to me. And I said, wow, because I never expected him to walk again, never mind run, never mind be able to be teaching 12 YRG workouts a week. Hey, Robert, is that you moving around?
I don't hear anything.
Okay, maybe it's just on my side. The bottom line is he healed himself from the inside. Now, you look at, he was also 47 at the time. Terry talked today about being 59 years old and how their hormones are gone. You know, once you get over 40 and 50, you can have a problem with your pituitary. You can have a problem with your thyroid, your immune system, your hormones. I mean, all sorts of shit can be going wrong. And you really not can be, have any knowledge of it if you go to a regular doctor because they really don't know. Endocrinologists have a pretty good handle on it, or a really amazing nutritionist might have a pretty good handle on it. Terry went to a woman named Bernadette that, you know, I've sent plenty of people to, and she enlightened her. And I got to tell you, I was really sketchy on the whole thing from the get-go. I didn't believe that, you know, some of the things that she said, but I watched Terry have the results, so made me a believer. You know, lead me by example, and because I will only lead you by example. Bring on Reverend Kev. I met Kevin at a autograph signing we did. First of all, Kevin, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Very good. Very good, man. I want to bring on Kev to tell his story, but I want to tell the beginning part of it because I actually screwed it up. So I thought that I met him at the autograph signing a little over almost 4 months ago. And then I did my Live Life at 90% talk. And then after that, I did the YRG workout. Now, I remember talking to Kevin, but I thought he took the workout, but as I found out, he didn't. So what happened from the time that you and I, when you saw the Live Life at 90%, what happened with you, Kevin? Give me that story, your words.
Well, I listened to what you had to say, and I watched the video with Arthur and sort of just brushed it off. There wasn't no truth in it, but went outside and I had a drawing, and I had some tickets, and I won a autographed action figure that you'd signed on it. It said, do your YRG workout or else. About a month prior to that, I was having heart trouble, bad knees, couldn't really breathe. And I got down and prayed to God that he would help me and show me how I could lose this weight and get in a better shape. And when I got that figure, by reading it, I took it as God's sign that I needed to do this. And after thinking about it for 2 days, I got on YRGFitness.com and signed up and ordered it and started from there.
You know, I remember going up to you, though. Even though I wasn't sure, I thought you took the workout, I didn't realize that you blew it off, which is a great story. You know, I love that you blew it off. And then you, at the auction, you get my action figure that says, do your YRG or else, bang, DDP. I mean, that's classic. And, you know, I don't write that on all the figures. I just happen to write that one that day. And I always say everything happens for a reason, even when it's wrong. it happens when it's right, it happens when it's wrong. You got to figure out how to, you know, to deal with it. But I remember talking to you because I saw you watching me, and I said to you, if you actually come on board and do this, and if, because I will not work with anybody that, you know, who's 75 pounds or over, who wears all their weight on their stomach like you did and so many other people. I won't even work with them personally if they won't give up wheat and dairy. I mean, and that's not to say YRG is all about that, because plenty of people don't need to do that. But they can just do the calorie counting, calories in, calories out. But when you see the results that you got, they're mind-boggling, and that you actually, like, I said that to you, you blew it off, went out there sort of thing. So what made you do this in the way that you actually did do the wheat and dairy thing? What clicked in with that?
Well, after thinking about it for a couple of days, and I went back on the website and watched the Arthur video several times, I watched Terry's story, and there was just something out of YRG that I'd not seen in anything, not any infomercials about any workout program or anything, that just clicked with me, that showed me that this was possible if I just put my mind to it. And a lot of times I tried dieting, I tried working out, but when it got to where I wasn't seeing any results, possibly because I was still eating wheat, gluten, and dairy, I just gave it up and I just went on. But once I stopped with the wheat, gluten, and dairy, especially that first month, I saw a phenomenal change in how I was acting, the energy I had, and it wasn't just the weight loss that was mind-boggling me. I was losing the inches in my waist and everything, and I got where I could walk and run, and that's about it.
So don't let me forget to talk about the voice thing, Kev. You said you've been like that most of your life. So tell me, like, what's your story? Like, you weren't born, you know, a heavy baby. So what happened? Well, give me your story from growing up. How did you grow up? What was your weights? Where did you live with?
Well, I had a very normal weight up until I started kindergarten, and I believe I weighed in about 70 or 80 pounds of kindergarten, and from there I was known as the fat kid and was teased and everything through school, and at a young age I got depressed and just kept eating and eating and eating. At one time, I was 8 years old, I weighed 130 pounds.
At 8 years old?
8 years old. I've got a 34-year-old sister that don't even weigh that. 8 years old, I weighed 130 pounds. And it went on and on. I was around 300 when I graduated high school. I don't know what my top weight I actually got to, but I was 305 when I did start the YRG.
So how glad are you that you took the pictures now?
Well, after looking at them, you can, especially me, looking at them separate, I couldn't really tell, but when I put them side by side, I could see a huge difference, and not only me seeing a huge difference, there's many people that seen huge differences. I've been visiting churches I hadn't been to in months, and they don't even recognize me. I've seen friends I graduated with that I saw one last night. They didn't even know who I was.
Remember, Terry, you went through a lot of that too.
A lot of it, which is always good instead of the other way.
but one of the things that really stood out, because Kevin and I and anybody who does this workout and really takes it serious and puts the work in, eventually they're going to get a call from me. I mean, that's just how I do things. I'll do that when this blows up and it's bigger than P90X. I will still do that because that's who I am. And I called him up. And when I first talked to Kev, I mean, he has his Southern Georgia voice. And you can hear it as anybody, but it was way slower. And when I talked to him just recently, about 3 weeks ago, hold on a second. Come on, Nazi Bear. Come on in. All right. when I talked to him, I said, Kevin, do you know you sound different? And didn't you tell me something like what you called one of your buddies and he didn't believe it was you?
It was actually my fiance's mom. I called my fiance. She picked up and she wanted to know who my fiance was cheating on me with.
That's tremendous. Now, here's the big reason why I wanted Terry to be the host in this scenario, and I'm going to bring Angie on here in a little bit, too. We got Doug here going to be on with us, too, as well. Was the reason why I wanted to have this whole wheat and dairy thing, because I want people to understand I'm not like the wheat Nazi or the gluten Nazi or the dairy. You know, I just want people to understand exactly really what it is and what can happen, especially if you're young. Now, you're how old, my friend? How old are you, Kev?
22
years old. Now, you lost 32 pounds the first month. How much the second month? How much? 28. And how much this last month?
22.
For those of you who don't have your calculator out, that's 82 pounds.
Oh, amazing. Great.
82 pounds. I mean, that is bigger than Biggest Loser numbers for a lot of people, especially people who start at 305 pounds. So I want people to understand that the main reason I'm really passionate about it is because of the results that we see. You know, I got Dougie on the line. How you doing, Dougie?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Doug.
So Doug, you lost, how much was it, 100 pounds in how many months?
9 months.
And you sort of played with that whole gluten and dairy thing in the beginning. You didn't have to have it locked down in the beginning.
No, because it's a lot of research, you know, trying to find out. You think you might be eating healthy things or such, just because something says organic, you know, you think, oh, this is healthy, and it's really not, you know, because it could be the whole wheat or it could be whatever. Because in the program guide, it gives a good start, but that's when it takes the individual to actually go do the research to figure out, is this actually gluten-free? And so it took a little while, and I'm still learning. You know, I still talk to Terry or still, do the research or try to figure out, is this little part, because I know Terry and I were talking about sauces, like sauces that you put in things and some are, you know, dressings, and a lot of people don't realize there's actually gluten in that as well. So it's a constant learning curve.
And one of the things I learned with Terry, I remember back when she was first dealing with Bernadette, and she's talking about wheat thins, and she goes, I'm not really eating that much. I mean, maybe 5 wheat thins. And what did Bernadette say to you, Terry?
Yeah, stop it immediately, and they're poison to your system. And doesn't, and it, for me, and really for anybody, what you have to understand is one bite starts the antibodies form. It kicks in the inflammation. So obviously amount still has something to do with it, but you already trigger your immune system response, particularly for someone like me. It just takes one swallow.
Tell them what you are. You don't have the wheat allergy. You have something much more
correct.
Serious.
Right. I'm a celiac.
What does that mean?
Celiac means that my colon was villa of the colon that absorbs all the vitamins and minerals are destroyed by the wheat protein.
So just so you know, whenever you hear about colon cancer or cleaning your colon or how you eat, all that stuff gets, so many bad things get stored in there. Am I right, Terry?
Exactly. All your food goes into that. And the more processed that it is, the more time it takes to move the food out. That's why in that way food combining moves things through quickly. And when you don't eat processed food, when you're eating just live foods, you eat it, it goes through your system. When you eat all the chemical foods, and that's what most processed foods are, not all, of course, but they have to stay longer. Your liver and your kidneys have to break this down. And so for wheat, for me, when the liver and kidneys could not break it down, it was just stuck in my colon, and it would build up a cellulite toxin. That's the belly fat. There's two things that are kind of causing belly fat. One is glucose, your sugar issues, and then the wheat and gluten. So when I started eating without the wheat, even though my weight didn't change, even my waist got smaller. That was not the area that I was really shooting to reduce. It just happens to be the area that goes first. But it's the most important area to be lean at because the belly fat kills you. My fatter thighs just may cost me a date or two, and since I'm not out looking, it's all right. But belly fat kills you. So it's really important to...
Why does it kill you? I know about seeping, the fat seeping into your organs. I know about that. Why else does it kill you?
The reason is all that momentum, the big gauzy kind of sheet it's somewhat like muscle, is all around all your organs. It kind of protects you, like when I was doing surgery and you cut open the gut, you have first the layers of skin, and then you have this cheesecake-like omentum, and it's all in there, and it looks like a butterfly, girdle-like butterfly. If you pulled it out and held it up, it would look like a couple of hands worth. But when someone is overweight, your omentum stretches into this giant, giant, thick, cheesecake gauzy thing, and it's all into your belly protecting your organs. But when it gets so big and fatty, it is strangling your liver and your pancreas. Everything is in your belly, your kidneys, and it cuts down the blood to circulation, and that's when your pressure goes up. It's very deadly. So when you're heavy in your thighs and your butt, not much is going on there. But when you have belly fat, it is strangling your organs and causing you the cholesterol, blood pressure, all these issues. It's very important, that magic number. Dr. Oz talks a great deal about it in very simple terms. But you really need to have about a waist size of around 35. And if you don't, it has to do with your body fat and all those other things. But it's really important to get your waist under control, because that's what's going to kill you.
And one of the things that I've found, especially in people who have the wheat allergy or just lactose, they don't have to be lactose intolerant, it's the cheese and all the cow, because we all know what happens to the cows today. I mean, the cows are just filled with so much garbage and steroids, and beef them up, get them faster, big as fast as we can so we can kill them.
Right.
One of the things you mentioned was food combining, and for anyone who's listening to this, food combining and why it goes through your system so much faster is you don't mix a protein and a carb, meaning you might have vegetable salad, anything you grow pretty much that's green or vegetable, and a carbohydrate. That could mean rice, brown, or ideally organic brown rice and beans. White rice pretty much sucks, but, it's better than eating wheat. but better to eat brown rice than that.
But white rice is really bad for your glycemic index,
right,
or your
right.
sugar. It's garbage. Yeah.
Again, but it's better than wheat. So,
true. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's sort of, it's like what Fred Bishy, who's one of the main reason I do phase 3 eating plan, who's 80 years old, can still run 10, 15 miles on the beach. He says, if you stop smoking crack, you're going to get better. the food combining, when you mix a vegetable with a carbohydrate, whether it be a yam, a sweet potato, brown rice, organic brown rice and beans or something like that, that's complete protein. Or you mix the same vegetables, something you grow with a protein, whether it be fish, buffalo, an organic type of steak or chicken. And right now, you can tell the world is getting way smarter in the world of organic when you can get organic chicken at Costco's for $5.99 a pound. Now it's really, there's no reason why people should not eat organic chicken. I mean, back, you're going to pay, $10 or $12 a pound, totally understand it. But $9.99 a pound is cheap, and you can get a lot out of that chicken because you don't need to eat a lot of it, especially if you're trying to lose weight and smaller portions. So, again, one of the reasons that I really wanted to bring Kevin out here and get his story out there is because he's only 22. Now, that tells me that the hormones that he has, the testosterone that he has, the immune system that he has, all these things that God gives us when we're young and takes away from us when we get older, shows that, oh my God, look how fast he lost that weight. Mm. You know, I mean, it has to, wouldn't you say, Terry, being a nurse?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has a...
Yeah, because the hormones, he had those, and that can rev up your metabolism. And so, obviously, what I tell people, the sooner you can lose the weight, the younger you are, the better, the quicker it'll be, because it won't be like at 40 or 50 or 60. Or so, it's much harder.
And so many people who do that yo-yo dieting, where they lose and they gain, and they lose and they gain.
It kills your metabolism, yeah.
Exactly. So, Doug, when you came on and started to do this, like now I know you're in your cutting stage, and it's gotten much harder to lose that weight. You know, is that where you're at? You know, where are you at since the last time we hooked up?
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to cut. You know, I did do the cutting, but I had a lot less energy. And as hard as my workouts are, you know, I had to actually add a few things back in there to just
sure.
get the workouts. And, you know, I think you hit it right on the head because for me – you know, I did a tremendous, tremendous amount of workouts. You know, I was doing 2-a-days, 3-a-days, and just, you know, just...
Along with a regular job.
Along with a regular job and you know, and just everything else going on, just life in general. But, you know, and I think you hit it right because, you know, being 42 and having all these injuries and just having to modify and work around it on some things, it's been a lot harder, you know, being older than it was when I was younger to just drop weight. You know, especially with the way I was working out, because I thought I would have dropped it a lot, you know, quicker. But you know, I was happy with where I was. So I'm still in the cutting, still trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be completely ideal for me.
So since you started your new setting goal, have you lost a couple of pounds? I mean, where are you at with that?
Yeah, I lost about 5 pounds.
And it's like I say, when you get towards the end, man, that's the sculpting, that's the finishing. You know, that's the. You know, what's your total goal? Is it 15, your total goal?
Well, I think I want to get about another 15 or 20.
Oh,
you know, but I think it's – I'm sorry.
Now, wait, is it one or the other? And you started, you got 5. What was your goal, original goal? Because,
well,
know,
the original goal was the first
letter of SmackDown is specific.
Specific.
Right. Oh, so, I mean, come on, you don't think I have to teach myself it all the time? You know, repetition's the mother of learning. So go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
So what is it?
From now?
When you started, you started, what is the goal that you want to hit?
Oh, 205.
Okay, so, and where are you today?
I was at 223 last I weighed.
Okay, so you're 18 pounds away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not really a weight thing, because you might think 210 might be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really weight where you're going now. It's... Seriously, totally, and you look great anyway, but it's totally what you look like. Kevin, do you have, because I know you're not, you know, man, you're a man of few words. Now, you're a reverend, am I correct?
Yeah.
And tell me how that happened.
Well, I've been going to church since 1993 when I was 5 and was raised up in church. 2001, I gave my life to God, and 2005, he called me to preach, and I've been licensed the past year, and just going about sharing the gospel the best I can.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Knowing that your life is about, you know, and God sent you that message on that action figure, brother. So knowing that, you know, what you've done, and you're leading by example, have you started to work in talking to people about getting healthier and stuff? Has that worked into your life yet?
Yeah, I've shared it with a couple friends. One's already signed up and starting on his second month, I believe.
Are you in contact with them and stuff? Because that's the whole gimmick. That's the biggest thing to me, is how people stay inspired. And that's helping
yeah.
other people.
Yeah, I work with him about 4 days a week. I see him about every night.
Okay, well, great, man. I'm just so proud of you, man, that you could come on here and you really reset the bar for younger people coming on that says, you know, what's possible. And everybody's body's genetic makeup is completely different. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens to you over the next 3 months and as you continue this journey. Do you have any questions at all or anything?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great. I'm hoping Angie's going to – is Angela on the line?
Yes, she is.
Okay, well, how come I can hear her upstairs talking, but I don't hear her on the line. So have you pushed her through yet, bro?
Yeah, she's pushed through. You there, Ange?
I don't hear her.
I don't
Do you hear
her? Mm-mm.
Mm. She may have to call back then.
I'll yell up there. This is one of the convenient things about being same. Hey, baby, you're not coming through the thing, so hang up and call back again, okay? Okay, she is. So, Angie started a company that we're both a part of, My Picky Eaters, and she is writing her own cookbook right now and really diligently just living it. And the really cool part is that I get to experience everything firsthand. And Doug is actually going to be coming out. When are you leaving, Doug? When are you coming out?
I leave Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. I'll see you. I want you to actually be here Thursday morning. If you can get your guide, whoever's going to drop you off, if you want to make that class I do with some of the girls.
Yeah, definitely. Just let me know the time. I'll talk to you after the show, though. Yeah, but I'll definitely be up there then.
Yeah, and then we're going to do YRG in the park this Saturday.
Awesome.
And, I'm going to put that out there. I forgot to put that you were going to be here for this one. So I'll put another little note out about that, that you're going to be out here working out with us on Saturday. Because now I'm just making it a special event because I'm on the road so much, obviously going to the fire department one weekend, going to Atlanta another, going to an autograph session another. So it's, my weekends are pretty full right now, and I have a full schedule coming up as well. So we're going to do these call-in chats when I need to do that so that we have something in the can. Is she on the line now yet, bro, or what?
Yeah, can you hear us now, Angela?
Well, we can't hear you, Angela. Angela, you can hear us, though. That's really weird. I don't know. We might have to blow her off tonight. Hey, baby, you can actually hear us? Yeah, but are you're on your phone or you're on their computer? Yeah, for some reason, you're not coming through. I don't know why. We even got you on the line. What? She's trying one more time. Then all I'll do is I'll have her come down. she's the only person who talks more than I do besides Doug. And hey, babe, why don't you just come on down here? I'll give you a headset. You can say what you want you were going to say, and then we'll go from there. Because I'll just share the headset with you. How's that? I can only hear you because you're upstairs, babe. It's like a Laurel and Hardy bit. Or Costello. Who's on first? One of the greatest bits ever. Come on down. Angie, come on down here. Just hang that up. I don't know what's the problem with that. We'll test that later on, next time you're coming on ahead of time. It's one of the reasons why I like everyone to come and get a little bit early. So, Angie, what did you want to talk about today?
Talking about the same thing, right? Are you talking about, I know. Hi, babe. Hi, guys.
Hi, Ange.
Hey,
Ange.
How are you?
Doing good.
You can't talk on the phone either, since I'm on your line. Okay, so what are we talking about? Are we talking about wheat and gluten and dairy and stuff like that? Hello? Yeah?
Yes, we are.
Okay, anybody have any questions about anything, or you just want me to talk?
I think you should talk like you did last time, Ange. That was the best thing.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, that spiel that you went through last time?
Okay.
Then you took a breath?
Okay. You know, mainly with me writing the cookbook, my picky eaters, a lot of the viewers know that I'm writing the cookbook, and I've been doing a lot of experimenting with like certain things and like certain recipes and things like that, and also a lot of research exactly on wheat and gluten and you know, because I know friends and people like Terry that has celiac and Dallas' brother-in-law, Paulie, you know, that's allergic to wheat and gluten. And this is all people that we know, but actually taking some time myself, because I'm doing research from my cookbook, to be able to get some actual factual information has really been very informative for me, and to be able to pass it on and to share it with Dallas. You know, he and I went to Chicago a couple of weeks ago for his a part of his Midwest tour, and I was with him, and I came in contact with some old school friends and things like that that's really interested in the workout and, you know, want to know about wheat and gluten and whatever. And I came across a friend of mine. Her name is Shantae. She is a tall, beautiful woman just like myself, and she really wants to get healthy and she really wants to get fit. And she sent me an email, and, you know, she said, you know, Angela, in Chicago, I see a couple of things, products on the shelves that are wheat-free and gluten-free, and exactly, like, what is it? You know, I don't even know what it is or what does it do to your body and things like that. And she also helped me, and what I wanted to share with the listeners is basically some people may have, and Terry may know this, symptoms of having celiac disease, or they may not find out that they have it until later on in life when they have, like, abdominal bloating, or there's just that pound around their belly area that they just can't seem to get rid of. And mainly the abdominal bloating, it occurs after eating certain foods that contain gluten. And there are a lot of hidden gluten in a lot of foods that we don't know for, and we wouldn't even think to look for the gluten that's in certain foods. Basically, like a lot of milk products, a lot of dairy products, cheeses, spreads, yogurts, hot chocolate, processed foods, candy bars, you know, sauces. I try to tell a lot of my clients to stay away from sauces, but besides it having containing a lot of sugar, it also have wheat and gluten in it, hot dogs, sausage, you know, that imitation crab meat, lunch meat. These are all the things that we kind of grew up on, especially salad dressings in particular. They may have it in that too. The most healthy form of salad dressing that anybody can make is your salad dressing at home, which Dallas makes every night after I make his salad, you know, just with some apple cider vinegar, some white wine vinegar, some olive oil, you know, cut up a little bit of avocado, you know, whatever, or even put some balsamic vinaigrette. That could be your healthiest form of salad dressing. But a lot of different things that contain gluten and we don't know about. And so I was able to help her and give her some information. And the best example I can use is the one that I like to use all the time. And that is gluten. You know, it's basically, it's a sticky protein found in wheat, rye, barley, and it's also in most oats, not in all oats. And the root word of gluten is glue, and that means it sticks to your body, you know. And the analogy I give is that, you know, when you're baking bread, or you're at a bakery and they're baking bread, and the bread is kind of doughy, it's kind of sticky because it has the yeast and it has the gluten in it. Well, when you put it in the oven and when the heat starts to hit the bread, it rises in the oven. Well, then you take it out of the oven and you let it cool off, and then you start to eat it. Well, when you eat it, it goes back to its natural state of the way that it was when it's in the oven. And that's how it goes in your stomach and in your intestines. And generally, that's why you experience the bloating. You can't get rid of the belly fat, because if it rises in the oven, when it reverts back to its natural state, the yeast is going to rise in your stomach, because the saliva and the moisture of your mouth is pretty much making it moist. So basically, that's pretty much what I shared. And another thing, too, I have this amazing recipe that I've just experienced with Dallas. And, and I will put it on YRG site. You guys just give me some time because Doug is coming in on Thursday, and I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, okay? So, but I do promise you I will put it on the site. And there, we did two versions. When I first tried out the recipe, I got some shredded Parmesan cheese. And it's really, really simple. You just take some shredded Parmesan cheese. You take some, okay, do you want to have this conversation? I'm going to tell both of them. I'm going to tell both recipes. Okay. okay. So I'm going to say use your goat cheese, okay, or the peppuccino. I'll tell you what. I'll let Dallas tell you guys the recipe because I've showed him how to do it. And it's the peppuccino. You can use the peppuccino cheese. And just use sage and a little bit of sage leaves, a little bit of basil leaves, and you just chop it up nice and fine, some fresh ground pepper, and make sure the peppuccino is the shredded peppuccino. And you put it in the oven, and they're just like little chips. They're really good. They're absolutely delicious. They're very, very lightweight. I did two versions, just so you guys know. I did a Parmesan version, and I also did a goat cheese version. And they're like little crispy little chips that we had over the weekend, And it's something that's really light. It's really great. It's really, really good to eat. And it makes you feel really good. And it's something that you can have like at nighttime. Or something else that you can do with the two, you can also put it on your salad. If you want to if you miss the taste of having croutons, and if you want the crunch, you can just crunch them up, because they're only going to be in the oven for about maybe 5 to 7 minutes. So you can crunch them up and put them on your salad. Or, Dallas and Sandy and a couple other people just had, the crisp with a glass of wine, his occasional, glass of wine that he has once or twice a week, And basically, what I did was I used parchment paper and I sprayed a little bit of olive oil spray on top of the parchment paper so it won't stick. But now, since you're going to use goat cheese and not Parmesan cheese, because the original recipe is Parmesan cheese, but since you're going to use goat cheese, you have to make sure that it stays in the oven just a little bit longer, And that's it. Another thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of, people that, may have a celiac disease or may be allergic to wheat or gluten, and just finding it very, very difficult to lose weight or lose the belly fat, people that have a celiac disease by wheat, eating wheat and gluten, and my research have shown that, and people that are allergic to it knows is that mainly it attacks your immune system, and it could lead to damage of your small intestines, and some people may have it and may not even know that they have that allergy until, a lot later on in life, So, one of the things I talked about last week is the month of September is Cancer Research Month, and I've been doing some fundraisers, and it's all a part of, just going to be a part of the cookbook, My Picky Eaters. I've been doing some fundraisers for kids that may have cancer, and studies have shown that, if kids that may have some kind of, maybe it's cancer disease or autistic or a rare kidney disease or things like that, eating clean and eating healthy and eating foods that don't contain wheat or gluten is not going to cure them, of course, but it can make them feel better. Their coping skills and physically they'll feel a lot better if they start to eat a healthy, clean, organic lifestyle as opposed to eating processed foods. And what I've been doing, I've been baking a bunch of cupcakes and a bunch of goodies and peanut butter balls and things like that and just donating, my services and my time for, just to help find the cure with cancer, particularly with kids in particular, since My Picky Eaters. It's going to be a book for adults and kids, adults too, but mainly it's for kids tall and small. And just to, teach parents how to prepare healthy, nutritious meals that are good for you and actually taste great too. You know, there is, you know, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, and you probably have, depending on whatever town you live in Los Angeles, we just have the advantage to be exposed to a lot of different things, a lot of different farmers markets and a lot of different grocery stores where, I mean, there's an explosion of wheat-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free products now, and that even wasn't on the shelves, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago. You know, I brought Dallas some almond ice cream. So I think almond hazelnut ice cream, and it is non-dairy. You know, it's just made of all almonds and hazelnuts and put it on top of one of his wheat-free, gluten-free cupcakes that I made, and it was absolutely amazing. So it's out there. You know, if you're in a small town, you may have to probably drive a distance or probably go online because there are a lot of gluten-free grocery stores online, you know, and do a little bit more footwork. But the information is out there. Now, so because of the demand is so high, I mean, even stores like Ralph's, which is Ovon's, which is a basic store in Los Angeles, it would be a Jewel's or Dominick's in Chicago, and then Atlanta, it would be that, Kroger or Publix in Atlanta, you know, the demand is starting to, there's starting to be a higher demand for organic products, wheat-free, gluten-free products, and things like that, you know. And it's all about changing your mindset, you know, to live a long, healthier life. Something else that I do want to share with you, one of my close friends, and I absolutely love her to death, and she has this amazing, and I will share it with you guys. I said I was going to try it with Doug when he comes here. And it's really about changing your mind. And her name is Layla Ali. And we talk very often on the phone, and she has this amazing fried chicken wing recipe. I mean, they're baked fried chicken wing recipe. I don't know why the recipe has the name fried in it because it's not fried, but they're baked chicken wing recipe. Now, sometimes people say, well, you know, they miss the foods that they couldn't eat, you know, or they just want to have a taste for crispy chicken wings. And she had this recipe with all these different seasonings, and you take 12 organic chicken wings, and she was using organic unbleached white flour. So I thought, okay, this recipe sounds amazing. I haven't had chicken wings in a long time, especially coated chicken wings in a long time. Everything else about the recipe I found was very appealing. The only thing is was she was using organic unbleached white flour. Now, the difference is that, and I was trying to get her to make that shift in her mind to say, you know, okay, yeah, organic unbleached white flour is better than white flour because it's not processed. There's no chemicals in it. But why don't you try all-purpose wheat-free and gluten-free flour, and you can use your same spices, and you can take those chicken wings, and you could, you know, coat them in that flour and put them in the oven, and probably 80% of they're going to taste the same, if not better. So there's so many things that you can do with average recipes. And it's just opening up your mind to experiment and just take it to the next level, because it's something that I'm definitely going to try for Doug and Dallas and just try it out myself because I'm very inquisitive. But for those people that want, you know, they still want to eat chicken wings, you know, and have that crispy feeling, because pretty much we all pretty much grew up on fried foods, but we don't eat it anymore. And what I was trying to tell her is that, yeah, you know, it's organic unbleached white flour because it hasn't been processed and they haven't put the chemicals in and whatever, but the cow is still eating the grass and they're still eating the wheat. So in a sense, it's the same thing because it's going back into your system. But you can take that same recipe with those 12 organic chicken wings and use all-purpose gluten-free flour and put it in the oven with a little bit of olive oil spray, and probably 9 times out of 10, it's pretty much going to taste the same. So, you know, it's just education for the people that's willing to open up their minds and receive the information, you know. Any questions?
Hey, Angie, I wanted to add one thing on there. I got this book from Whole Foods, The Delicious Living, and they actually had an article in there about organic. And one of the things they listed, the Pediatrics of June 2010 said, children with above average levels of common pesticides are about twice as likely to be diagnosed with ADHD.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and that's my point. And that's something that I want to, that's something that I do want to talk about a little bit more with parents with my picky eaters, because it definitely makes a difference. A lot of parents don't even realize or even know how much sugar that their child is consuming in school, or their child is even consuming at home when they're not home, especially if they're working parents. So it definitely makes a difference in terms of having ADD, in terms of being autistic, and in terms of having a rare kidney disorder, or in terms of having some kind of, you know, I don't know, cancerous disease or whatever, in terms of their spirit and their energy level, because the sugar just absolutely just have them jumping all over the place like jumping beans. So it definitely, definitely makes a difference. Kevin, any questions?
No, I don't have any.
No, I don't have any? Okay.
I just wanted to kind of clear up something about, because I hear all the terms about gluten allergy, gluten sensitivity, and that, and everybody interchanges that, and I just kind of want to explain medically, gluten allergy is, that has nothing to do with the celiac or sensitivity. Gluten allergy is strictly an immune and a histamine reaction, an allergy where I would, and I used to do this skin test to wheat. If you had a problem, that was an allergic reaction, but it had nothing to do with digestion or any other symptoms. So when you're talking about the belly fat, the bloating, the symptoms, those kinds of things, that is a gluten sensitivity or an intolerance. And there's a category of those people that have this, but they are not celiac. Celiac is at the highest end of uh-oh problem stuff. It just means you're sensitive, and they believe that's because of all the genetic modification and the abundance of eating processed foods, that we have become sensitive to it, meaning you can have some reflux, some upset stomachs, you know, the belly fat kind of comes on more from a dietary reason, but it is not damaging per se to the body. You can be very sick and react to the foods, but it is not a celiac. Celiacs are the only people that get colon damage, and that makes you a celiac. It's killed the villi of your intestine that absorbs your vitamins and minerals. And these people are, there's two kinds. The kind you think about, the typical ones who have all the bloating and diarrhea, and the food goes right through them, they have terrible abdominal pain, or the atypical, which was what we are now finding, it's me. It's the people who, as they have menopause and hormone changes and they're aging, quietly their colon had been dying. And what happens is, as when you don't absorb your vitamins and minerals, you get other diseases. And that's what the doctors are treating, asthma, the eczema, psoriasis, all these very autoimmune type diseases. So doctors kept treating symptoms and giving people medicine like me for something. And all along, it was celiac disease, but nobody knew you got the quiet type, which has become the most common type. But people throw out all those terms. And so you can be gluten sensitive, but not be a celiac. And gluten allergies has nothing to do with digestion and that. So just kind of to clear that up.
Okay, but isn't the quiet type is what I just said, people may have it and not know they have it?
Correct. I mean, there is that. But you can, many people are sick from gluten but are not celiacs. It's
oh, absolutely.
Right, a digestive disorder. And just a reaction to foods and just not eating it will fix your problem, but they will not have the diseases and the killing problem. So just kind of saying, I'm just trying to explain, like, because people talk about allergies to that, but that's a whole different setup, and it's not as you would not eat the food or whatever, but it's just how people refer to it. And then they've decided it all causes inflammation, dairy and gluten. And inflammation is what triggers all these diseases and the cancers. And in epigenetics, they talk about how I just discovered while studying some of the obstetric stuff, catching up being a grandmother, that how you turn on genes. And they're discovering this in the fetus, which is how we are later on in life. A lot of people think you're born with all these cells, bad cells, different things. So we have the genes, but we trigger the genes with our lifestyle, with the food we eat, with the chemicals we ingest. And that turns on a switch that allows us to get sick by weakening our immune system. And so that's where the wheat and dairy come in for everybody that we talked about.
Exactly. So pretty much isn't that what we just said?
Well, no, somewhat, but we kind of would throw out how you have this allergy or wheat allergy and all that, which that really isn't the case. In fact, that's kind of limited about allergies. And I mean, it doesn't even cause all the problems that we're talking about when you have a histamine release. It has to do with intolerance, gluten sensitivity, instead of allergy. I was just trying to kind of clear all that up because you'll hear all three of those terms.
Okay. Well, I don't use the word allergy. I just say, basically, I was just talking about the hidden foods, gluten that are in hidden foods.
Right, that's how you end it. But when you were talking a lot about, like, you having an allergy to this, it's just easier to say or more clear about being sensitive or intolerant to it.
Okay, I'm done. Do you guys have any more questions?
I don't.
No. Okay.
Not me.
Have we switched the headset back from Angela? Appreciate her coming on here. The stuff that she was talking about, that dish she made, which is just she actually did Parmesan because she can eat pretty much plastic. She can eat whatever she wants. I'm just lucky that she actually can, that she does the cooking for gluten-free and dairy-free because it's a phenomenal taste for me. And, Doug, you will get to experience that this week. But she used what's exactly the name of that, Terry? Is it peppuccino? Is that what it's called?
Right.
Is it the pecorino?
Pecorino, that's it. Pecorino.
Or the Manchego. The Manchego is more like the mozzarella. The pecorino is like the Romano.
Either one of them are great. And what she did was she grated it, you know, onto that parchment paper, you know, like not saran wrap, the other kind of wrap. She put it, and she sprayed it with olive oil, and then she grated that on there. And she put the sage what was the other one she put? The thing that you put with the herb that you put with, like, in tomato and buffalo salad, basil. That's it, basil. Thanks, babe. She put the basil together with the sage, and some pepper, and it was delicious. You crunched it up, and I put it on top of my salad, and it was amazing. I didn't really need any other seasoning. I didn't put any salt or pepper. We went to the movies. Of course, I've got brought my salad to go with in my and I actually went to my Thai restaurant and picked up some Taipei, because I'm always experimenting with different places that serves those rice noodles. And it was delicious. So, by the way, if you haven't seen The Town yet, go see it. It's amazing. Great, 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 great movie. So I think that's pretty much it for tonight. I want to thank Ange for coming on here, and Dougie, and Terry, and Kev. Do you guys have anything else to add to anything before we check out of this?
Not me.
Okay, so much for that. We'll need to close this out for here. And if you are listening today and you don't really know what Team YRG is all about, just go to Diamond Dallas Page.com or teamyrg.com and join the group, and you can find a ton of recipes on there. You know, everyone's always putting up something different up there to try. So you, and if you're still, like, on the fence about going wheat-free or gluten-free, the less you eat, the better it'll be. Oh, well, now I know I want to tell you. For people with a sweet tooth or people who have the – because I have a sweet tooth and or hit your goal, you know, maybe you want to check out the So Delicious – coconut yogurt that's out there, but they have So Delicious ice cream as well with gluten-free. Now, they're not everywhere, but they have the gluten-free wafer with the coconut ice cream, and it's so delicious, and it's and it really is. That's the name brand, but it really is so delicious. So, all right, everybody, I want to thank you all for coming around today, and that's all I got to say. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya.
You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the...
Yo, high five.